Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Dozens of people have been killed in Iran at an event honoring a prominent Iranian general who was killed in a U.S. airstrike in 2020. A senior official calls a series of explosions there terroristic attacks, and also that wounded more than 100 people. Israel is on high alert, especially along its northern border with Lebanon, after a top Hamas leader was killed in a drone strike in Beirut. Former President Trump's legal team appealing a decision by Maine's Secretary of State that banned Trump from appearing on the primary ballot. ABC Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams on what the state high court could do.
There is no doubt in my mind that they are going to take this case. They have to take this case. They're going to rule in this case. And the advantage that the Donald Trump team has is that if they accept any one of the arguments, he wins.
Several dozen House Republicans are slated to visit the U.S.-Mexico border today. They will tour Eagle Pass, Texas, with their new speaker, Mike Johnson. This is ABC News. A federal appeals court ruling that hospitals in Texas do not have to perform abortions, even if it would save the life of the mother. ABC's Jim Ryan explains.
After Roe v. Wade was overturned, the Biden administration reminded hospitals of their obligation to perform life-saving abortions under the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, EMTALA. Republican-led Texas, constantly at odds with Democrat Biden, filed suit, calling it a Washington overreach. On Tuesday, a federal appeals court ruled that emergency rooms are not required to perform abortions, even to save the life of the mother, if it would run afoul of state law. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Worries about attacks from Houthi rebels forcing shipping giant Maersk to stop trips through the Red Sea. And there's a new dog on the block. The American Kennel Club says it is now officially recognizing the Lancashire Heeler, a rare herding dog described as shaped a bit like a downsized corgi. They're typically about a foot tall and weigh up to 17 pounds. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 22 states raised their minimum wages on New Year's Day, but not Wisconsin, where baseline pay remains at $7.25 an hour. More individual businesses are raising their own pay, but not everyone benefits.
For the workers who really have those constraints on opportunity because of their concerns about immigration status, concerns about physical mobility, employers can really take advantage of that.
Laura Dresser is a labor economist who studied the issue for the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. Scam artists are trying to prey on people who made New Year's resolutions to lose weight. The Better Business Bureau is warning about products that promise to melt, burn, or dissolve unwanted fat quickly. The BBB says they not only don't work, they can be dangerous. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Badgers win over Iowa. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin beat the Iowa Hawkeyes 83-72. At the Kohl Center, the Badgers getting help from players off the bench, like Kamari McGee, with two rebounds, two assists, and a bucket. How much did it mean for Wisconsin? Max Klesmit.
Life. You know, you look at the stat sheet and you see three steals in the column. That's huge.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You know, for having 10 or 11 days off, I thought this was, you know, we responded to it. I thought we looked a little rusty early. Any win in this league is important.
NBA, after losing to the Pacers at home, the Bucks are now in Indianapolis to play the Pacers again tonight. Adrian Griffin on the loss Monday.
We had some really good defense possession. We just couldn't finish them off with a rebound. So that really, really hurt us. But we got a quick turnaround. We'll make our adjustments and watch the film and get ready.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today. Light snow showers possible in the area. Temperatures hold steady for the most part across the region. Winds north 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, it remains mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 6 above. Wednesday, north around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, partly sunny. Highs top out near 24. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 10. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows fall back to 12. Winds remain southwest, 5 to 10. And then Friday becomes mostly cloudy with highs reaching 28. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 27.
Now scanning the country music. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98 Q Country.
First cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love the twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on the first ride in a paid-up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out and a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close. The way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 views on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my spins around. Well, I finally get it now when they say you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. Wrap around your finger like this.
Yeah. don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know.
QCountry.com.
Yeah.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. I can feel it. You got everybody looking, looking at you, looking at me. Them words you're whispering in my ear, girl, they're as smooth as Tennessee. We got all night to go.
Saw him on live from Nashville on New Year's Eve. 98 Q Country, 21 minutes after 9. A little, just a lighter schedule on reality radio today, but we are going to talk Shawamigan sports right now. We've got high school athletic director Darren Patterson. Happy New Year to you, Mr. Patterson. Good morning.
Hey, happy New Year to you as well, Joel. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We had a couple of exciting Shawamigan basketball games last night. Let's talk first of all about the one up in Mellon. I said earlier this morning, Darren, that I think Mellon should charge $20 to get into their home games because the entertainment factor is well worth that at that Mellon gym, isn't it?
It sure sounds like it. And, you know, it's a unique venue, too. You know, kind of that old school small gym kind of a thing kind of going on there, too.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe $20. I guess for the top rows, I guess maybe down in the first few rows, maybe $35. But
if you sit on the bench with Don Moreland, it's $40.
Okay. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. But yeah, I wasn't there because I was at the girls' game, which Shawamigan hosted. But from what I understand from the boys' game in Mellon, it was a very entertaining game, to put it that way, and Shawamigan did walk away with a 60-50 win in the game. But, you know, to Mellon's credit and Don Moreland, he certainly has established a wonderful program in Mellon. And, you know, every year his kids always play really, really hard, and they always have some good ball players there too. So I know they certainly had our attention, and we knew that in order to go up there and win, we had to play a decent game. And I'm really happy for our boys to pick up a win.
Yeah.
You know, we played some really hard games, Joe, you know, like our last game before the break was against Cameron, who's, you know, ranked in the top 10 again. So, you know, we play such hard schools, and sometimes, you know, when you get kind of bad scores out of playing some of those really strong elite teams, you know, you kind of want to see that all the work that you're putting in is, you know, like you're improving, you're getting better. And that was kind of a good feel-good for our boys to taste victory again. So we're very pleased with that.
Sophomore Cooper Mikulski maturing very quickly this year. Had a nice game, I think 21 points last night.
Yeah, he's coming along nicely, and, you know, that's something that we have to consider here. You know, we lost a lot with Isaiah Deese last year, who did, you know, a lot of our scoring, rebounding. It's just about basically just about everything that we were doing. So that's not easy to replace. But, and we have a nice senior in A.J. Morgan and some complimentary seniors, too, like Robert Shinovic and Jerry McGowell. But there's a lot of relying on some of our underclassmen, sophomores in particular. And Cooper's a big part of that. And, you know, for him to start putting up 20-plus points again, which I think he's done on a couple of occasions now, it's going to speak volumes for the team as we get deeper into our season. If we can start getting some big contributions from him, it's certainly going to help A.J. Morgan a little bit and some of the others. Well, just the team in general, because we're going to have to find ways to put some points on the board, too.
Yeah. Boys have some home games coming up and up for a while. Yet they're on the road for couple more games here. Won't be back home until Friday the 12th. The girls had a good battle last night with Butternut. I think we're kind of going into this, Darren, I think we kind of thought that this might be one of those games, really a close battle, and it's exactly what it was.
Yeah, and I think going into the game, I think most people that, you know, follow Northwood basketball would probably given the nod to Butternut, just, you know, in terms of, you know, just the roster of the players they have, a few more upperclassmen than we have. And Butternut's having a wonderful season this year. I believe last night's win was their eighth win on the year. They're 8-3, so they're having a nice season. And, you know, Troy Schwenke's a good coach, too. So and they got a nice player in that Jersey Polanchuk. So we knew we had our hands cut out for us, too, on the girls' side. But it was our girls really played a really good game, Joel, you know. And, you know, I'm just going to say it. We started three freshmen, a sophomore, and a senior last night. So we're starting to see some of our younger girls kind of come out a little bit. And Jalen Brunel was one of those girls for us last night. I believe she turned in 17 points and was really attacking the rim really aggressively, which you like to see, particularly from a freshman. Because sometimes some of your younger classmen can be a little bit timid at times, but Jalen certainly wasn't. And, you know, all in all, I think we had a two-point lead, Joel, with maybe, I don't know, it was around the 5 or 6 minute mark. And then Butternut kind of pulled away there at the end. But I know Coach Ernst was pleased with how the girls performed on Monday or yesterday. It was a good game.
All right, boys and girls at Auburndale. Next game will be on Friday. Wrestling, they were, I think, down at that big River Falls event over Christmas break, weren't they, Darren?
They were, and they call that the Northern Badger Tournament, and it's one of the elite tournaments in the state of Wisconsin. There's a couple big ones. There's one on the break in Oshkosh. A number of years we went to that, and the other one is the Northern Badger. And we had some kids get some victories on the first day of the tournament, which would have been Thursday. But we didn't really get anyone through to the next day, which would be like the championship rounds on Friday. But nevertheless, you know, it's still a good experience. You know, you're wrestling elite competition. We did take 8 kids over there. But we have, you know, close to a full roster of 14, 16 kids on our team. But for that tournament, you kind of have to be a little bit more elite to compete in that. So they got some good matches in, and you know, they're going to go to Superior this Saturday, which will be another pretty hard task. They'll see some good competition there. Some schools from, you know, the northwest corner of the state of Wisconsin and even northern Minnesota, for that matter. So we'll keep wrestling on the mats. And then next week, Phil's is coming here for a duel, and that's our only home match of the year. So if anyone listening in right now, if you want to get an opportunity to see our kids wrestle, and they wrestle hard, you'll get to see them wrestle Phillip next Thursday at 7. So just putting that out there.
All right, Team Seal Hockey, after a break from playing over the holidays, got the Northwest Icemen, and then a home game coming up I think a week from tomorrow, right?
Well, we've made some slight changes to our schedule.
Okay.
So the Northwest Ice game that was scheduled for this Thursday the 4th, that has been moved to Monday of next week.
Okay.
So, and it'll be the same start time, 7 p.m., but Northwest Ice, and that'll be in Barron. The Northwest Ice is a co-op of about, I don't know, four or five schools. But we'll be playing in Barron, and we're moving it from Thursday to Monday. And then we do have a home match this Saturday. It's not a varsity contest, but we are going to play the Merrill JV team at 2 o'clock this Saturday.
Okay, 2 o'clock this Saturday, Merrill JV at the Park Falls Rec Arena. All yep. right, very good. I know from the broadcast we had, the last broadcast we had, the numbers aren't real great, but boy, the ones that are out there, they're giving it, Darren. They're giving all they can, aren't they?
Yeah, they're in tremendous shape. I'm sure Coach Mary Patterson would probably like to throw them all in the 3,200 in track. they and I say that jokingly, but yeah, they have to be in tremendous shape. Hockey is just, you know, I never played it, and I won't lie. Out of the winter sports, it's probably the least I know about. But one thing I do know, and Coach Beeble's done a good job of teaching me, is, you know, you got to keep turning your line over because, you know, you go up and down the ice, you know, a handful of times. You need to catch your breath here a little bit. And our kids, they just have to keep going out there, and it's certainly a credit to them. But, you know, they play hard, and we talk about it every week, too, when I come on, Joel. They really do play hard, and, I mean, all you really can do is tip your cap to them and just be thankful. And, you know, these kids are keeping the program going. And, you know, I really think next year things are going to start to turn in our favor a little bit with hockey. They're anticipating a slight increase in participation numbers. You know, as I'm putting together their schedule for next year, we only have two JV contests next year on their schedule, and the rest is all varsity, and we're kind of bringing back some old opponents that we haven't played in a number of years, like Rhinelander and some schools, just because we feel like we can compete a little bit better next year with some of those other varsity schools instead of just playing a mixed JV varsity schedule this year. So we're kind of anticipating things will start to get turned around here. And it's a credit to the kids this year for keeping the program going and competing week in and week out. They're doing a nice job.
All right. Very good. You can always check out the athletic director, athletic schedule, rather, CSDK12.net. Darren, we always appreciate you taking the time joining us. Thank you so much.
Joel, I do have one last question for you.
Yeah.
How are you doing from that Vikings-Packers game?
Got a little PTSD after the Jaren Hall experience, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Oh, they thought he was ready, and he wasn't. He can't win in the NFL without a quarterback, and he was just a little rough. And the Packers, they took care of business. They did what they needed to do. A lot of times you see teams play another team, Darren, with a third or fourth string quarterback, and they ended up losing to them. So hats off to the Packers. They did what they needed to do, right?
Yeah. And we'll see what the Sunday brings too with the Packers and the Bears.
Well, the Bears are mad.
Probably be the game. Yeah.
This is like the Lions last year. The Bears are coming in hungry.
Yeah, they literally are. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They are. It should be a fun weekend of football, Darren. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
You betcha. Not much going on home-wise for the Shawamigan teams this week, but they have a lot of home games coming up here in the middle and late January, so keep an eye on the schedule for that. You can check it out, csdk12.net, our broadcast schedule, updated at 98qcountry.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text KICK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text KICK to 321-321. That's KICK to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance?
Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Start learning a new language today. Go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Right now.
Come on, let's go!
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the bark with a little ice.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
Working on a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night long, and I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out a church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah, my last single Saturday night.
Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
It was right after senior year, just before the summer disappeared. We went a-riding them old far roads.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. Find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home. Send one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. Can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in dry, and take her home. They fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you smile. Scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait.
Kenny Chesney there, take her home at 9:45. A little light snow out there this morning. Not expecting anything significant, though. 30 for the high temp today. Today's amazing, interesting fact for you to dazzle your friends and family and ferret and parakeet and pet guinea pig, whatever, whoever wants to listen to you. Today's fascinating fact is, did you know, despite being one of the longest rivers in the world, not the longest, but one of them, there are no bridges across the Amazon River. So when it comes to the Amazon, there is no such thing as water under the bridge there, because the idiom simply doesn't apply. There are no bridges across the Amazon River, despite it being at least 4,000 miles long. This isn't because the idea has never occurred to anybody to do it. It would just be extremely difficult to build any, apparently. The Amazon has both a dry season and a rainy season, and during the latter, its waters rise to about 30 feet, causing the 3-mile-wide crossing to grow to a factor of about 10, increases tenfold as previously dry areas are submerged. So the riverbank itself is also in near constant state of erosion. That's due to how soft the sediment is and the consistency, and there's no shortage of debris floating in the water too. So beyond all those logistical hurdles of the Amazon River, there just simply isn't much use for bridges across the massive river. For one thing, there are a few roads on either side of the river, even leading up to it, that need to be connected. So the river, of course, in the middle of a dense rainforest, and a vast majority of which is sparsely populated. So the Amazon River, 4,000 miles long, no bridge. No bridge going across there. Maybe a heck of a toll if you did have to go along that. Let's wrap up our get-together here this morning with a chat with Ileana Winter. She is a senior at Phillips High School, and she tells us what's going on each week at Logger Camp. Ileana, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Hope you had a good New Year and Christmas.
Yep, everything was good.
All right. We're back at it for another new year at the Logger High School. What is happening there?
Gotcha. I'll start with the high school sports updates. Girls and boys basketball took a break over Christmas, just practices, open gyms, stuff like that. They have their next games tomorrow and Friday. The boys play tomorrow at Newman Catholic with JV at 5:45, varsity at 7:15, and then the girls travel to Newman Catholic on Friday. 5:45, 7:15, and should be some good games for the girls and boys. I believe last year Newman Catholic came here. It was a really intense game, so mm-hmm. I was hoping to make it. I'm not sure if I will because it is in Wausau, but it should be a really good game for girls and boys.
Yes, okay.
For wrestling, over break, the team competed at a 48-team meet, and our very own senior Daniel Adamitis placed fourth overall, and the team will travel to Cadott on Saturday to compete at 10:30. For powerlifting, the boys and girls powerlifters travel to Marinette High School with boys and girls starting at 9 a.m. And the swim team will travel to Medford this weekend on Saturday as well to compete at 10:30.
Okay.
For school updates, we had the talent show the last day before break. It was a lot of fun. Many people came out to perform, and it was just good atmosphere, lots of fun.
How was your performance?
We didn't win, but it was really fun, actually. I was surprised with all the good talents we had. Most of the years, like, kids just come out last minute because they're like, oh, well, we can just do something random,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
But, no, I feel like a lot of people actually, we put in a lot of effort this year, so it was really good, competitive.
Cool. All right, nice.
Our overall placers were most entertaining, funniest, and most talented. The basketball boys, there was three of them, they sang All of Me by John Legend and handed out roses to the judges. So I think there was some bribery there, but that was funny.
Well played.
Yeah. A freshman group of girls danced to the new Trolls movie song, and they were in blow-up shark costumes.
Oh.
Like, a lot of people put in a lot of effort. And then another freshman girl came out and sang Silent Night. So, I mean, a lot of really good acts. I mean, honestly, if I could have, like, broadcasted it to you and had you watch it, it was awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Very cool.
We also had an ugly sweater contest, which my group did win. We were wearing Jingle Bell Rock sweatshirts, and there was, like, a picture of the rock on our shirts, you know? So, mm-hmm. Yeah, super fun. We won this ugly sweater contest, but a lot of people thought that I rigged it because I was the MC for the talent show, and I announced the winners. They were like, you lied, you switched the votes. I'm like, I didn't. We just were that good.
We didn't bribe the judges with roses. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, come on.
And last thing, we only have 12 days left of semester one and then on to semester two, which means I'm going to be halfway through my senior year already. It's crazy. Right. Time just flies.
Certainly does. All right, Ileana, we appreciate the update. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
You betcha. Ileana Winter, she's a senior at Phillips High School, and she joins us most Wednesdays, as her schedule allows, to update us. Title Town Report coming up. John St. John in at 2. Gray Gunderson, our local guy. He's in from 2 to Bucks time at 5:30 today. We'll see you back in here tomorrow.
Paid for by Uplevel Rewards. Paid participation and other terms and conditions apply. Act your portrayal.
Hey, where did you get all that cash?
You mean this $750?
Yes, that $750. Where did you get all that cash?
Since it's January, I went to JanuaryCash25.com and got $750.
You got $750?
Yes. Just go to JanuaryCash25.com this month and follow the simple instructions on the site. Once you finish, the $750 is yours.
It's that easy to get $750?
It is, but only in January. You just answer the basic questions on the site, complete the deals they show you, and get $750.
$750 sent to your Venmo or PayPal.
I'm always short on cash. I'm going to JanuaryCash25.com right now to get my $750.
Ready to get your $750? Get started right now at JanuaryCash25.com. Remember, this offer is only valid in January, so go to JanuaryCash25.com. Just go to JanuaryCash25.com. Follow the simple instructions and get your $750. Go to JanuaryCash25.com. That's JanuaryCash25.com. Don't wait until this month only. Go to JanuaryCash25.com. JanuaryCash25.com. JanuaryCash25.com.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. I look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers start preparing today for Sunday's game against the Bears. Chicago has been eliminated from the postseason, but they'll be looking to play spoiler against the Packers at Lambeau. The Bears have held opposing quarterbacks to a 61.5 passer rating since week 11. That's the lowest in the NFL during that time. Packers, meanwhile, during that same time span, have a 110.5 rating. That's third in the league.
It's hard to beat a team twice. We went 1-1 with Detroit, 1-1 with Minnesota. He won it over Chicago, so it's hard to beat a team twice in this league. So they're going to come to play. It's going to be a dogfight.
Defensive back Keyshawn Nixon said the seed doesn't matter. They just need to get in.
But yeah, it don't matter if you the first seed or you the last seed to get in. If you in the playoffs, everything is 0-0. Y'all been there before. Y'all been the first seed and then got put out the next round. That's just how football is. As long as you get in, you get in.
I'll have more after this.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life. By ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and so much more, so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
Jaire Alexander can return to the lineup this week after serving his team-imposed one-game suspension. In his place against the Vikings, Corey Ballantyne was rock solid.
I had no idea till maybe Saturday. Honestly, I got some reps during the week, but I didn't know that I was going to be starting till Saturday, really. So, and that's not the first time it's happened. I'm always ready. I stay prepared as usual. So, I mean, that's kind of how this year has been for me all year. So, I'm not worried about it.
I'm Bill Scott. That's the latest in Titletown on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today. Light snow showers possible in the area. Temperatures hold steady for the most part across the region. Winds north, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight it remains mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 6 above. Wednesday north around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, partly sunny. Highs top out near 24. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 10. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows fall back to 12. Winds remain southwest, 5 to 10. And then Friday becomes mostly cloudy with highs reaching 28. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 27.
Ready?
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Man, so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve.